When approaching the Blue Bridge south of Whitehorse, the enforced speed limit has dropped from 100 km per hour to 70 km per hour, the Yukon Department of Highways and Public Works has confirmed. Also, it is now advised to go 50 km per hour while driving over the Lewis River Bridge, located at kilometer 1,393 of the Alaska Highway, near the Marsh Lake Dam. Kristen Johnson, communications manager for the Yukon Department of Highways and Public Works, explained that advisories signal a hazard, in this case, a narrow bridge. "We recognize that there are some concerns around this particular bridge," she said by email. "For that reason, the department has attempted to make the bridge safer by updating the road lines and extending the no-passing zone to allow for more space and visibility. Coming this spring, new reflective hazard signs will be added to the bridge. Lighting will be installed along the bridge and the nearby section of the highway," per Johnson. "We regularly assess road conditions and review traffic patterns, driver behavior, and vehicle collision data to help guide our decisions," Johnson said, noting this includes the National Collision Database with data reported by RCMP. As part of that work, a speed assessment was done around the Lewis River Bridge in fall 2024. That assessment prompted the enforced speed reduction and advisory speed limit. On the morning of September 16, 2024, a pickup truck hauling a trailer with other vehicles on it left the Alaska Highway at the Blue Bridge, plunging into the Yukon River. One man from Phoenix, Arizona escaped and was medically treated, but the other man remained unaccounted for until October 7 when he was found dead, according to an update from the RCMP. Police have yet to release the outcome of the investigation or what caused the incident. While no single incident prompted the change, incidents like the one mentioned above highlight the importance of taking proactive steps to improve safety, Johnson said. New road signs put up on and near the bridge will let drivers know about the enforced and advised changes. Unlike regulatory speed limits, which are legally enforceable, advisory speed limits are recommendations intended to guide drivers through specific conditions such as narrow lanes, curves, or changes in road surface. While not required by law, these advisory speeds are strongly encouraged, Johnson said. The changes took effect May 15, according to a Facebook post notifying the public about the change. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.